Thank you for having me along. I've been teaching Learn to Swim for about 10 years, and I've found that I've just got a love of teaching people with disabilities and just seeing the satisfaction of seeing them being happy in the water and safe in the water has been awesome. I tried to get the program up and running in Hobart, but with not many pools in Tasmania, it's very hard to try and get pool space because we need special sort of pool availability for a lot of these people. Had an opportunity to move to the northwest coast and set up my program here, and that's where I am now.
Well, Hobart's loss is the northwest coast's gain, isn't it, Trace?
That is, yes.
And you're running your swimming classes at the moment, both at Health Clo and also TLC Aquatics in Burnie, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yes.
And you find that you're getting a few students that feel, you know, they've really improved their swimming? Because let's face it, getting people involved in swimming at such an early age is very important, isn't it?
It is, especially when we live in a state that's surrounded by water and there's a lot of farms with dams and rivers and creeks and everything. So it's really important, not just for people with disabilities as well. It's important for migrants and people who, you know, older adults who've never learnt to swim either, so that they feel safe in the water as well. And that's what my program also covers, any age. It's been a little bit slow getting off the ground. It's a bit of word of mouth as well. So I've got a few clients now, and they're spreading the word around because they've just seen the improvements.
And a little bit of help too on the radio as well doesn't go astray, Tracy.
Very true, yes.
So for those that want to get into swimming that feel like it's a little bit embarrassed because they might be a little bit older and they think it's only for younger people, that's truly not the case.
It's not, no. And a lot of older people don't like going to the main pools, you know, like Burnie Aquatic, because they are embarrassed. You know, coming along up to Health Clo and having a group up there would be very beneficial for these people too, because it's not a very busy pool, but it's a great pool for this program to be run through.
And how long have you been running it for now?
Since we moved here in August last year, we started up. Health Clo, Andrew Keane at Health Clo was very keen to see this program up and running as well, and has let me use his pool to run programs out of, and I'm also teaching some of the students that enroll through the Health Clo Learn to Swim program.
Lovely. So I guess you and your husband thought, hang on, we want to do a bit of good to the community. Let's get this thing up and running.
That's right, yes. And my husband's fully behind me. And it's just a great program, a great concept. And, you know, I speak to a lot of people about it. It's just a passion of mine, teaching these kids with this, you know, especially kids with disabilities or even older people, and just seeing them smile when they realise that they can go in the water and they can go under the water and it's not going to hurt them, and they can go to the beach and be safe.
Yeah, and that's what's so bad, isn't it? Safety is paramount. And I guess there's not too many teachers like yourself around to do this.
No, there's not. It's a very small group of people that can actually teach a lot of the disabilities, because you need a special mindset and be able to think outside the box, because one person is completely different to the other person, both how you can teach them and what they can understand and the pace that you can teach them at.
Water safety, it's everyone's business and it's so important too. So you run your Better Ability Swim School, or BASS as you refer it to. And if we're interested this morning, how do we get involved, Tracy?
Okay, so I have a Facebook page called Better Ability Swim School. And people can message me on there and get in contact with me. Or if they would like to send me an email, that's on the Facebook page as well.
A Better Ability Swim School. Keep up the great job there, Tracy. And thanks for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast.
Excellent. Thank you very much.